forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
it's Kat and Pat, and this is Seek Treatment with Kat and Pat,
a podcast
about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. Oh my God, Catherine.
Okay, I'm in a really interesting place today.
I feel crazy.
I woke up with huge bags under my eyes from what I'm going to call sleep sobbing.
Totally addicted to that.
Totally. I had a really interesting moment last night that I am not sort of ready to discuss in the pod, but I am having a huge personal crisis, and I'm okay. I'm okay.
You, if there's one thing, you seem okay.
I want the fans to know, my life is could not be easier.
No matter what.
My life, I lead the most charmed life in America, and yet here I am having full-blown mental breakdowns on a Saturday morning podcast.
Can I say something?
Well, yeah.
I don't care what kind of shambles your life is in. If you get up, you put on a black turtleneck.
It's green.
And put your hair... That looks black to me.
Mm.
Am I colorblind in my old age?
I could see you being randomly colorblind.
No, I'm not, though. I famously have a very in-tune perception with color. But I...
My
brother is colorblind, if you want to talk about that. But
No.
I... this is an historic episode because...
You were going to talk about my turtleneck.
Okay. Oh, so hair pulled back in a bun. It's like...
Ask me last time I washed my hair.
What was the last time you washed your hair?
Wish I could tell you.
Wow.
Don't remember.
No, but for me...
What?
This morning. And it has this certain... Sometimes... Okay, when I wash my hair, it can go either way.
What are the ways?
It could get volume or it could get not volume. And I never know. It doesn't matter what... It could be same shampoo, same temps. It's completely random. And I washed my hair this morning fluffy. Mm. Like, so... It's like... Mm-hmm. It's Dawson's Creaky, as a previous guest said. And it's like... I'm like, okay, it worked out. But this is a historic episode because this is the last episode that we will record in my 20s.
Oh.
So that, I think, I haven't looked at Cal yet, but I turned 30 on Wednesday.
Oh my God.
And that's okay.
Now look at me, that's okay.
It's fine. And
I want to make it clear, I'm sick.
Okay, but this is the thing though that you need to kind of internalize.
Mm-hmm.
You got me sick.
Yeah. And I told you I was going to.
And you told me you were going to.
That's why I gave you a Zicam.
But what I want listeners...
At the juice press.
You did give me a Zicam at the juice press.
The juice press that is within the Whole Foods 365. That is on Atlantic Avenue by the Barclays Center.
And that is our spot. And it is one of the few places in town truly still
for artists.
Creatives. So, listen. If I even cough around Catherine Cohen, it is like I have committed like a truly cardinal sin.
I don't want to be this way.
But if Catherine gets me sick, it's whatever. It's laid back. No, I'm a guy's girl. I don't care. Like, get me sick. Like, I'm honestly fine. I have nothing going on.
I'm singing.
Should I cancel my babysitting gig tonight? Like, does it matter? You know what I mean?
I'm singing at my mentor's birthday brunch tomorrow. And that's why I'm drinking throat coat.
And that's also triggering because...
what?
Because it's my birthday brunch tomorrow. It's my birthday brunch tomorrow. But you're going to come late.
Yeah. Do I look as bad as I feel?
No, but what I was going to say before we kind of like found something else to talk about is that if your life can be in shambles, okay? Mm-hmm. You could be in foreclosure, divorced, which is beautiful, actually, in 2018. You could be maybe grieving a loved one who just passed in a traumatic way. And like, if you wake up,
mm-hmm.
if you put on a tight turtleneck,
mm-hmm.
pull your hair back in a bun, all of a sudden, it's like, is she an author?
I know.
Is she?
But you know what I think?
The voice of our generation.
You know what? Now I walk by a Barnes & Noble. Now I look in the window. Everyone has a book.
I know.
There's nothing sadder than writing.
That's why everyone always tries to tell me to write a book, and I'm like, actually,
it's been done.
It's my dream to be funny enough to not have to write a book. It's like, you know, haven't I earned that?
I know. Wait.
You write a book. I'm literally funnier than you.
I know.
Is that okay to say?
I wish I knew. It's also like sort of like, first of all, I just feel, I'm actually happy to be here because when I'm alone, I do lose my mind.
Well, and she's actually happy to be here.
Every time I have a, okay, stop.
Okay.
Every time I go through a crisis, like the one I went through last night and this in the middle of the night when I had a panic attack, and also this morning when I woke up and had to ice my face because it was so swollen.
Wait, Ashley I does that from The Bachelor. She cries so much on Bachelor in Paradise, she has to ice her face.
Who?
Ashley I, my favorite bachelor.
Ashley I?
Yeah, they call her Ashley I of the Storm because she always brings the drama. It's true. She's my favorite fucking person. She's the only one who I will watch her spawn con. Like, it'll be a story. It'll be her, like, kind of with an eye stick. And I'm like, I want to watch this. And I will watch it through. And I want to buy those products. But sorry, what were you saying?
No, I mean, Ashley I is huge right now.
She is. She actually just got engaged to... It's actually, good she luck. Actually is huge right now.
Good luck, Ashley I.
Okay, you're jaded, you're bitter.
Good luck. What I will say is, when I go through a crisis, I look at myself in the mirror and I think, you beautiful thing. How are you going to get through your whole life?
I know. But guess what? You don't have to get through your whole life. You just have to get through today.
Oh.
Isn't that beautiful?
Cool. I actually love that.
I just gave you a little gift. Hey, I'm going to give you a really big gift right now.
The guest.
Everything's fine. Isn't that nice?
Oh my god! Anyways, that actually is randomly wise.
You always tell people I'm weirdly wise. You're always like, Pat's wise.
You don't think someone who loses their keys like twice a week could be wise?
But then someone who loses their keys twice a week is surprising. So you never know who's gonna be wise. Listen, we've been having so much fun. You know, we always.
I know you guys. Here's the thing. Here's our new offer. Should we share our new offer?
Okay, we have a new offer. Because guess what? You think if you like this podcast even at all, which would be sad if you did. You should fucking hear us before it starts. Like, I walk into the studio, it's like, joke. It's like, who is she? Oh, my God.
I meet our guest for the first time. It's like, we're sisters. It's like, their banter is out of control.
My eyes are bleeding with laughter. I know.
We had the fucking best time this morning before the podcast started rolling.
The pod is like B-minus at best. So we're going to make an offer.
Are all 10 of our finger? Together we have 20.
Together we have 20
of our fingers.
Together me and Catherine have 20 fingers.
Together we have 20.
Together we have 20 fingers.
I should do more VO. And okay.
They're all on the table.
Together we have 20.
Together we have 20 fingers. They're all on the table because we're ready to make an offer that you literally can't refuse.
For the next podcast.
Which
we don't know when it is yet.
We don't know when it is. We're
able to find out because it is on a calendar, but we can't look because our fingers are glued to the table.
I don't understand phone calendars.
I don't either because they don't sync with the computer calendar.
Our point is, we are going to offer for $100 a ticket. Mm-hmm. You can come in and listen to us before the podcast.
There's two chairs in this room that There's we aren't chairs. Sitting.
One of them's haunted.
One of them is fully haunted. We've been informed. One of them is haunted, but we can one haunted chair and one non-haunted chair. Each seat is $100, and you can come in when we meet. And you can even have like a pre-pod coffee with us and you can sort of hear the actual goss.
Yeah, totally.
I have to say this.
Okay.
And don't be mad that I'm going to bring this up.
Okay.
But when we walked in.
Is so crazy because you haven't mentioned this yet.
We're in the studio.
Okay.
Pat looked at what I would call a coffee machine. Coffee maker even. He points to the gorgeous producer Emma who's in the sound chair today. That's what it's called. Looks at her.
I'd say, do you know how to work this machine?
He points at the coffee maker and goes, Emma, sorry, do you know how to work this machine?
I don't understand. Okay, ironing, vacuuming, opening keys with doors, shaving, coffee machines. These are the simple tasks that confuse me.
It should be a crime. That we all have to own a vacuum. Isn't there like one we can kind of toss around?
Should be a crime not to bring in
our guest. You guys, our guest is our first.
No, we're actually a true celeb, lifelong obsession.
Family member. I don't even remember.
I would give our guest.
Like before meeting our guest.
People like bandy about the like idiom, like I would give her a kidney. Like I honestly won't give most people kidneys. Like don't ask.
Sure.
I would give our guest a kidney. Honestly. Look at me. Am I lying?
You're not lying. And our guest is one of those, whenever you'd go to a show and you'd see them, you'd be like, who is that one?
I'd be like, who is she? I'm obsessed.
Yeah. What is that one? I don't know, on every TV show. I can't keep up.
We'll find out. We have to find out.
Put your
ears open for Tammy Sager. Get in the mix, bitch.
Come on.
I will pay $100.
Yes.
Big fan.
Wow.
Really big fan of this podcast.
TV money.
Already throwing around that TV money. I love it.
So open with her wealth.
Can we stop? Can we stop apologizing for our wealth in this town? Is that okay to ask?
I did money. So I only met Pat once before this.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, so
that's crazy.
Okay, this is what happened. Where? This is what had happened. I used to see Tammy at Ask. I was like such an UCB improv true nerd, like knew everyone. Everyone in Harvard like knew their birth towns, like was that kind of stats queen. And I remember seeing an Ask Cat. You must have just come into town. I remember being like, who is she? She's so funny. And I'm wrecked. And then I stepped away from improv for a long time. I did one DCM show this year, which is an improv marathon. Now I've heard everything. And I did We Will Turn You Gay, which is like a gay improv show. And we had a really fun set. And Tammy watched. And I was like, when you're doing well in improv, because mm-hmm. improv is so often bad, when you're doing well in improv and someone you worship is watching, it's mm-hmm. like the best feeling in the world. Mm-hmm.
It was so good. I have not seen improv in years. And I also was a huge improv nerd. This is so long ago. There were phone books. I called up people from
Don't
the phone
that.
Book in
Don't
Chicago.
Say
Don't say there were phone books.
I need to know where did you start it?
Chicago.
I knew that about you. I did.
So I'm from Chicago since I was 3 years old.
So BNR, not BNR.
No, B in Israel.
Oh my God.
R in Chicago.
Oh.
Wow.
You wake up in Chicago, you're 3 years old. What are you doing?
I woke up, I had sob cried, sob slept. Oh my God. And I was like, you know what? I'm going mm-hmm. to Chicago. But I grew up, and so I've gone to Second City and all that, and I fully called people from the phone book. And Brian Stack, do you guys know who he is? Mm-hmm. He's a writer, amazing improviser. He writes for Colbert now.
Oh my God.
Big, mm-hmm. tall redhead.
Very funny.
So funny. The nicest man in the world. Talked to me on the phone for a solid half hour.
Oh my God. You looked up this man's contact information in a phone book.
Yeah.
And you called him up and you said, hello, my name is Tammy.
Yes.
I'm interested in improv comedy.
Yes. But also, I was wow. also a very boy crazy 20-year-old
oh
and was also like, but also, will you date me? But totally. I didn't say that part, thank God, because he was dating his then wife. No, he was dating who would become his wife, Miriam mm. Tolan, who's also brilliant.
Oh, I know that person's
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know a single thing more.
And yeah, so I got to, he gave me tickets to come see his show. And then he and Miriam drove me to the bus station in Chicago so I could go back to the South Side.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's yeah. beautiful.
That's crazy that like someone called him and he was like, have tickets. And when someone DMs me on Insta, I'm like,
oh
okay.
God, I'm literally the worst with anybody.
With DMs.
Just people.
I know.
Really bad.
I don't believe that for a second.
No, I'm so.
I know, you're so warm welcome.
No,
so
I'm not. I was telling Pat before you got here that I listen to podcasts all the time because I like having people's voices in my head mm-hmm. without having to actually hang out with them.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I struggle listening
yeah,
to other people's
relationships
podcasts.
Are hard.
That's one of the only hard. People I like hanging out with.
Same.
Because it's like...
Same with me.
You really like hanging out with yourself.
No, with you.
Thank you.
So I saw this show. It was hilarious, mm-hmm. which was such a relief because, yes, so much improv is bad.
Uh-huh.
And it was such a delight. And mm-hmm. I had no idea who this Pat Regan was. It was.
Totally. I mean...
Three people who I fully knew who they were. And then this one... Magical Pixie.
Oh,
I was going to say Dark Horse, but I like Magical Pixie.
Magical Pixie,
better.
Who is Mask in his own way. Pixies can be masked.
Oh, I didn't even think of, yes. I didn't mean it that way. I meant like
joking.
Pixie dust.
I'm just joking. Okay.
Totally. And then, so you saw him do the show. You saw him do the show, and then what happened?
And then I made everybody
lunch.
Go get Bear Burger.
We had to.
That
I remember fully
good.
Like kind of inviting myself along, but.
No.
I could tell
not
you wanted
all.
Me to come.
I definitely did. And then I did like TV money it and just be like, you know what,
oh
guys,
God,
I got this.
Power, I forgot
bitch.
That about you.
I love that.
I forgot. That was Bethany move.
No, you know what it is? It's like, I don't want to see a bunch of people trying to figure it out.
It's sad.
I know.
And also like, I've been in the struggle.
Totally.
I'm not in the struggle right now.
I know.
That's amazing.
I don't want to witness the struggle right now.
I've been sort of throwing my card down, but I don't have money. Like, I'm like...
I've done that too.
Tuesday night, I'm at Sardi's. Why not? After the show. Hell
why
yeah.
Not?
Why
that
not?
Where you guys went?
We went.
Caroline's on Broadway.
It was so fucking
even though
fun.
I don't know what Sardi's is, and I'm actually...
Oh, that's sad. It's an iconic sort of Broadway. They have sort of caricatures of all the big Broadway stars on the wall.
Oh,
and you kind of go...
That.
When you're 12 years old and you live in Texas and your mom says, we're doing a New York trip, you get to go to Sardi's before you see Hairspray on Broadway. Cut to now. you're there and you throw your card down for all your friends.
Wait, you threw your card down there?
Yeah. And then I was like, just Venmo me. And like, I guess I got Venmo'd. It's all a blur.
Totally.
I fully have not gotten Venmo'd money that I'm pretty sure. Okay, it was two girls at a McDonald's drive-thru that very well might not have Venmo'd me, but they were standing outside. Also, the shame that I was in a McDonald's drive-thru.
I love a drive-thru. No.
But this was in LA, and there were these like two teenage girls who were like standing by the drive-thru thing, and the guy wouldn't serve them because you got to be in a car.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
I hate that.
That's car culture 101.
I've talked about this on the podcast before, but one of the hottest people I've ever seen in my entire life was a Wendy's drive-thru guy. I imagine my shock. I'm going, I've told this story before. Is it a story? Most science isn't sure. I drive through to get my spicy chicken, being stared at by the hottest man I've ever seen, handing me the bag. And I'm like,
What age are we talking?
Not young that it's bad.
No, but old I feel like is worse for working at a Wendy's.
It wasn't old that it's not young that it's bad, not old that it's sad. It was like he was like, I don't know, maybe like a maybe college home. Maybe college home for the summer.
That's a t-shirt, honey.
Maybe college home for the summer. Is that okay to say?
Okay, I did a college home for the summer in Scotland. We fuck in this like race car bed, walk downstairs. His parents are home. Absolutely.
Wait, race car, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't mind that. I don't mind
I
that.
Let me remember. I was 21.
In 21 in Scotland.
He was 20.
Your next show.
21 in Scotland. I really need to know. Who were you?
I know. We need to know. We've already kind of gotten into it. Sorry.
I know. You call someone on the phone in Chicago, but then how do you become this FAMU?
What's your journey?
Yeah.
Journey is... Nerd has been co-opted by...
You think you're a nerd?
I was a math major. My degree is in math.
My degree is in math.
We both can't process
it. Yeah, wow.
Oh my God, so you're like a genius.
I was on the quiz bowl team in high school.
Oh, really?
I was presented a giant check for $500 center court at a New York Liberty game because we won the Long Island Challenge. And I was the alternate bitch.
Wait, how does the alternate get presented with
the
check?
This is the whole deal. There was a quiz bowl team, which meant it was like an academic team. I refused to try in school. I was like, this isn't my interests. But I was like smart enough. But like, but my friends were smart and they would like be really good at Quiz Bowl. One of my friends would go on to win like seven Jeopardies.
Just quick pause. What is Quiz Bowl?
It's like academic team with a buzzer and it's like you buzz in.
Okay.
So I would hang out with them. And then the moderator of the Quiz Bowl team was my English teacher who I was friends with, who is actually the mother of celebrated actor Michael Cyril Crate.
Right,
who's a
love.
Listener of this podcast. Shout out to Michael Cyril Crate. And I would just go in the mornings to hang out. And then, like, kind of as a joke, they made me the... Because there was, like, 10 people on the team. Only 4 people went on Long Island Challenge, which was, like, an academic team of all the high schools in Long Island. And as a joke, kind of, they made me the alternate. And then they won the whole thing. And if you win the whole thing, everyone gets $500, including the alternate. And it's presented to you center court halftime at a New York Liberty WNBA game at Madison Square Garden. And so I was given a giant, one of those giant checks. It was crazy.
Gosh. Just because you like to go kibitz.
Just because I like to go kibitz.
A teacher. I know. English teacher. That's crazy.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, not at all. So I was on math team, which was not even like a joke. And I took it super seriously. And
this is high school.
This is high school.
And this is like math, like mathletes, like Mean Girls.
Like not even that cool. Because we wouldn't even be like one-on-one up against each other. We would be in a classroom like figuring out worksheets.
Was it a boys club? Was it a boys club?
That makes it sound more sexualized than it was. No. It was an immigrants club is what it was. Yeah.
Was everyone nice?
Yeah, it was fine.
How many people were there?
A lot of us. Would be like a straight up bus to tournaments.
Oh, that's kind of beautiful.
It was.
And were you really good?
I was pretty good.
What kind of math?
I know. What are the problems like? Is it like X equals?
Yes. It was, but it would like different high school years. It'd be different things. It'd be, I think, algebra for freshmen, geometry, trig, and then I was the oralist, which sounds way more.
Okay.
What's that?
So was I. Just kidding. Celibate in high school.
Yeah, bravely, really, me too.
Is it really celibate if you're a virgin and like not? Isn't celibacy more like you're turning it down?
Total. Okay,
I wish I didn't know.
Leave the studio right now.
Were you turning it down in high school?
I was not turning it down. Though, yeah. Though my senior year, I did go to prom with my freshman year of college. Went with a senior in high school who I'd never met. Like, he was friends with my track teammates. And so we went to a hotel in the city after, and she tried to give me a hand job. And aww. I was like, I don't think that I want you to give me a hand job.
I proudly did not turn down sex till I was 18, and I did not accept it till I was 19. Yes, queen.
Huge. Actually huge.
Wait, so...
Okay, so then improv, I always loved, and we saw Second City when I was a kid, and then I got into it in a very nerdy way where I did a paper on it in college. And then I got into the improv team in college.
So a star was always born.
It was in your blood. It was in your blood.
I also want to say this. I would literally get hundreds on every math test I took until I started calculus. And then I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Calculus is a wait what.
My deal with high school is like, I refuse to pay attention, refuse to do homework. I will like, the night before a test, I will learn as much as I can. And then whatever happens, happens. But with math, it gets hard to teach yourself some of those concepts. So I was essentially like homeschooled myself and then like there to chat for 8 hours a day.
My thing was that I insisted on getting a hundreds on everything and then forgetting everything I ever learned. I don't remember a single fucking thing.
I've never remembered something I learned.
Yeah, no, I've fully forgotten.
Do you miss
forgotten.
Math? Like, where is that part of you?
It's fully gone. I don't remember any of it. Hmm.
You were a math girl, but were you also a funny girl?
No, not really.
Really? Wow. Were you shy? Yeah.
I wasn't shy. I just, there wasn't really a culture of humor.
Sad.
Yeah, right?
Even in Chicago?
In Chicago, yes.
For humor?
Yes. In Chicago, yes. And my dad is definitely like a joker, but we grew up with like Gilbert and Sullivan. Mm-hmm.
Is your dad a funny dad joke person?
He is, but he's also a mathematician. So I felt like I was following him like that.
Of two minds, for sure.
Are you daddy's girl?
No.
Oh.
We would...
Your dad listens on DMs constantly.
My dad and I would famously clash a lot. Also, you guys have such great voices, and like I can't even tell. Like,
you have such a great voice.
No, I don't. Really I have do. Like I just sound like snot in a child, a little girl.
My voice is
snot
just
in a little girl,
right?
My
snot,
which is beautiful.
Your voice is musical. It sort of like dances around.
You're one of us, right? Meaning me, one of me, meaning you don't sing.
Right. Yeah. One of us. That's definitely not.
I feel such a kinship with performers who don't sing.
So I just saw Larry. Did I already say this part that I on
no,
air?
No,
I saw Larry Owens, who I only heard about through Las Culturistas and then, of course, Seek Treatment. And Kat? Mm.
Stop.
I can't even. It's not even like a star is born. It's like a star is delivered
a star
to
died.
Us. It's like a star died.
Wait.
I don't even know, like, with your voice, like how you walk around this world.
What?
It's like.
Truly. Wait, do you have an appreciation for singing, though you don't?
Yeah, and I used to sing. I was a little kid. Okay. I was in the Chicago Children's Choir.
And I got snuffed out by math and
yeah,
the
and
world.
Then it was
now,
like...
Now, math or meth?
Fell into math. Famously both.
Famously both. They go hand in hand in many ways.
But now I really can't sing. Like, I'll try and my pitch is so off.
Yeah.
Like, you can forget singing.
I agree. You can. Because when I was taking, like, voice lessons and stuff, I could just, like, there were certain songs where they were effortless. And then now I, like, went back to them and I was like, this isn't effortless.
Which song is that? Do you remember?
They were just more like sort of standard musical theater, like legit ones. More like
when
high.
Did you know you could sing?
Day I was born.
Instead of crying, you were like, ooh.
My parents famously lived in New York City next to an opera singer who would like come and we'd all like play and he'd be like, she has good pitch.
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
Want to hear something crazy about my origin?
Yeah.
Same elementary school music teacher as...
Robin.
Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Nature versus nurture.
That's amazing.
I feel like you have the same emotional makeup as Mariah.
Yes. Thank you. My favorite thing I ever saw, like, I love when Mariah gets carried somewhere on a Shea Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she had a reality show for truly 10 days, and truly for no reason, she was constantly being carried around by, like, a group of men on a Shea Lounge.
My one Mariah Carey story is Jack McBrayer, okay. Who really is a celebrity. And who I knew when he very first started improv in Chicago. And it was always been so crazy funny, but he got to be in a Mariah Carey video.
I remember that. Oh, I love that video. And I love that song. It's
Oh, and he plays a nerd.
Touch
he plays
my body.
Like classic yes. nerd.
Oh my touch God, my I want to see. Body. Do,
do, do, do. So he
rustle me around.
Had to throw a football at her.
Yeah.
And it hit her accidentally.
Oh.
And he said the way everybody reacted was so insane. And like Jack is like how he is. Like he doesn't just talk shit about people. And he wasn't even right. talking, but he was just like, they acted like A, he did it on purpose, and B, like she has just been punched in the face. And it was crazy.
Oh my God.
But I feel like if you could be that kind of diva, would you be that kind of diva? No.
I have a heart of gold. No, all I want is, well, yeah, here's the thing. I'll be on the Chase Lounge. But it'll be a lounge big enough for me and all my friends to be carried around.
But then who's carrying you? That is really hard work for everybody carrying
robots?
It.
There's a lot of robots now.
And just throw that credit card at those robots.
Yeah, toss it down.
Totally. Yeah.
Totally.
Yes.
Anyways. I love that album, Emancipation of Mimi. That came out my senior year of high school.
There's no part of me that likes Mariah Carey and never has.
I'm definitely not like one of those Mariah Carey gays. Like that's not my brand. And it's also like truthfully not my heart. But but that album, like for some reason, it was my senior year of high school. And it was like my track team liked some of the songs ironically, like the boys. Like,
wait, so I'm not a Mariah Carey gay, but I'll like the album three albums after her big album.
Yeah. I think that the Mariah Carey album that comes out your senior year of high school, you're connected with for life.
What was the album your senior year of high school that you were connected with?
I didn't go to my senior year of high school.
Oh, go on.
That's dramatic.
Because
you're
so smart or because you were a comedy star?
Because I was able to skip.
Because you were so smart.
I need more information.
Okay, so I went to the University of Chicago. And they do
not. Oh my God,
require...
that's like the smart person school.
Is
but
it?
It's not. Yeah,
it is.
Well, now it is. I feel like it wasn't as much. Before, it was very much the socially awkward school, and they did not require a high school diploma. I really wanted to go to where you went, which was Princeton, and I wanted to go there since I was 9 years old.
Oh my God,
and
come on over.
Get her in.
You should teach a class there.
They
would die to have you.
Teach what?
TV writing.
Can I teach at Princeton?
Not yet.
I guess I'll continue not being a college professor at an Ivy League institution. Sounds cool.
When I was 9 years old, like I wrote a letter to my parents. I never gave it to them. It was just for me.
Oh my God.
From Princeton about my boyfriend Doug, where the name Doug came from.
9 years old and a boyfriend.
Does a Doug even go to Princeton?
Probably. Wait,
was that?
I did know a Doug.
Was okay. that
blonde?
Makes me feel better.
Was that when Doug the show was on air?
I don't even know what Doug the Show is.
Oh, Doug the Show is the voice of a generation.
I think it's our generation.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, several.
I'm not even in your generation.
I know.
Remember, I'm 30, you're 20.
I'm 20 years old.
But I was obsessed with Princeton.
Oh my
and
God.
So going to University of Chicago was not like... Because also I grew up in Hyde Park, which is where the university is. And so you didn't need a high school diploma to go there. And I didn't
Holy
have
shit.
One. And there was a moment there because I took a year off between my junior and senior year of college, where I was like, oh, I might not have any degrees or diplomas.
You majored in math in college.
I was disowned briefly from my family.
Okay, obsessed. Okay. Are you comfortable talking about that?
Am I
stalking the word?
And we also have to loop back to you being boy crazy when you were 20.
Well, of course. Oh, yeah. That's like a whole other hour of the pod. Okay, we're holding hands. So you're like, I don't need to finish high school because I already got into University of Chicago.
Right, and there was this crazy scholarship from my high school to the University of Chicago.
My God.
That was a full ride, which actually plays into my being disowned story. So my mom was a scientist at the university, but not, so she got this crazy benefit where that would pay full tuition to whatever school, the U of C, I don't know if they still have this, but it would pay full tuition to whatever school your kid goes to, up to the tuition of U of C, which is just as high as every other school.
Wow.
So then, and my sister got this thing too before me, so it wasn't even that big a deal when I got it.
So you guys are all geniuses?
No, my brother and sister totally are. My brother is a brain surgeon.
Your brother's a brain surgeon?
My sister's an MD, PhD. My brother's at Ann Arbor at University of Michigan.
Oh my God.
And he's a great guy.
Are you guys all close?
We're pretty close. We're all 5 years apart. So he's 10 years older.
You're youngest.
Yeah, yeah. So I also remember, like, when I was six, all of a sudden, like, looking, and he had lost, like, all this weight, and being like, how did that happen?
Oh my God.
Because when you're when there's that big an age difference, it feels
I'm 16 years older than my youngest sister.
You're her dad.
I am, and I basically raised that child. I raised those kids. Second of six, raised four. Mom of four sitting in the studio.
That's how you could relate to that English teacher.
Yeah, I've always been like better friends with like as a child. I always was like wanted to chat with adults.
I just love
like chatting. I'm like, I definitely don't want to play like tag, and I definitely don't want to play flag football. But I will chat, and like adults were kind of down for that.
If I could be like a foster mom of like a kid like that, wouldn't that be a delight?
Totally. Yeah, it'd be so fun.
I'm gonna start a foundation.
For like gay youth.
Kids who love to chat.
I would volunteer.
I can't tell you how many hours I've spent playing flag football, like pretending to play flag football. It's just like you start all in a line, someone yells something, you just run down the field. No one throws or even looks at you. You run down the end, just stand there. They like do something, then you go back to the line and you just run again.
Oh my God, that sounds like such
hours,
a nightmare.
You know, my uniform skirt was ripped off during flag football. He meant to rip the flag, he ripped my skirt off. This boy had to go to the nurse's office to call my mom to have her bring me a new skirt.
Wow. Did you go to a Catholic school?
I went to a Baptist school.
Oh, because Texas.
And then a Episcopal high school.
Wow.
And I just remember that in high school, we went to church every single day. And I just remembered that.
You're so New York.
I know.
That I feel
you're
Jewish.
I am.
But your dad, right?
Thank you.
But you went to Episcopal and Baptist school.
But I mean, where'd I fit in?
No, but you're so, like, it's so crazy to me that that's your upbringing.
It's sad.
In Texas.
I know.
No, it informs your art.
Oh, thank you.
It's what made you an artist.
I think so, too.
That and your voice. That and your crazy voice.
And what informs my art?
Your art
Gay kid who likes to chat.
Yes. 100% gay kid who likes to chat. And also, remember... Sorry, but when Sudi was on here,
yes.
Oh my God, okay. That was the best episode.
When she dragged
you messaged.
I messaged him. So we only met once, but then I fully fell into DMs very quickly.
And I was all for. I was like, it was like when so recently, like, our previous guest Joel was like followed someone on Instagram forever, and then like found them on Grindr, and they were gonna hook up, and I was like, that's such a special moment.
Yes.
And like, that's how I felt when Tammy was in my DM. I was like, oh my God, like, she's in my DM.
Of course, because I'm like the adult that you wanted to chat with.
Exactly.
That just went from like a compliment to like me just feeling sad. Just letting my gray hair grow in for the first time. It started in my 20s, and now I'm just like, you know what, I'm done dyeing it.
Done dying.
And every time I look in the mirror, I want to kill myself.
No, you look great.
I think it's very glam to have the gray. Have you seen my mom? She looks amazing.
Yeah, but that,
you need to look at Kevin's mom.
That's the thing, is like everybody's example is their mother.
But she's like a young, cool, like business
bitch.
One of my friends in high school, completely gray by junior year.
But a dude, though.
A dude, yeah.
Hot, that's hot.
I know.
Dudes are hot.
But I think when you have the streak, that's hot.
Yeah, but I've got the streak and then like more. Anyway, so
I feel like we have like the same hair.
I wish.
Well, it's slicked back with pure dirt right now.
No,
so you can't
but
see.
I saw you at Caroline's on Broadway, which is a nightmare, and I will never go back.
I'm shocked you were there.
I can't believe I was. And I brought my friend Jason Kim there, who I can't stop bringing him up.
We're obsessed. We're literally in love.
Tammy goes, I was there. Tammy goes, I was at your show with my friend Jason Kim. I was like, is he gay? And she's like, yes. Freaked out. Introduce me.
Pat screamed into my mouth.
Yeah. Just at the idea of a new gay person. And then he's engaged.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. And I wish them the best.
Yeah. Caroline's.
I know.
They listen. People who work at Caroline's listen.
Do they? They must.
But you have to speak your truth.
They did an amazing night. I love that it was there. It just was like, I can't take a 2-drink minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sober person.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I will throw down my credit card as I can't stop saying that. But then they like require a coat check.
You can't leave.
And they charge you for it.
No.
They charge you for a required coat check, which even a MoMA will not do. They'll require the coat check, but they will not charge you.
Yeah, even a MoMA.
That's New York. I just remembered I also
I do my show at the Duplex a lot, and they have a 2-drink minimum, and I feel bad inviting people, especially if I invite sober people, and I feel bad.
It's fine, because then you're just paying whatever.
I'm just starting out.
You know what? If you're going to have a 2-drink minimum, you need to have calamari on the menu.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
They don't let food count to it.
No.
Like, there's so many. Crazy. Like,
what is it? Two Diet Cokes?
Yeah.
Who wants that?
Right? But they also are just like, then let my food count to the minimum.
Oh, my God. You know what I just remembered? Another thing that I'm feeling weird. I literally started my period on the walk here. Can you guys feel that?
Oh, you were waiting for that.
I just remember because I was like, I sort of shifted my chair in a way that was like, oh, there's a tampon in. Ugh. You know, you remember? Okay, wait, Pat. Do you know I'm healthy now? That's right. I'm taking my vitamins, and it's all thanks to Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door.
But do you know, Catherine, that 90% of all people fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient? Is that you? Probably, bitch, and it's sad.
So get your vitamins delivered right to your door in personalized, easy to remember daily packs. Perfect for a busy on-the-go lifestyle.
So how do you know which vitamins are right for you? Good question. Which one should you be taking? Better question. Well, Caro's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and takes only 5 minutes to find out what vitamins and supplements you specifically actually need for once.
And friends, truly do not worry, because vegan and vegetarian supplement options are available to match your dietary needs.
Seriously, don't worry. Guess what? I did Care Of, and I loved it, and it was actually so easy. And I'm famously only borderline a functional sober person, and so even I kind of could manage Care Of.
For 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code TREATMENT.
Again, for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code TREATMENT.
Wait, I need to hear the disown story.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's okay.
But I'm also just going to give you an option. Mm-hmm. I also have a crazy origin period story.
Guess what? We want both. Let's do periods. We're on periods right now. As you guys know, my body is broken. So I like don't get my period a lot.
Which is wild.
Why?
I don't know, because when
it's very common,
it's
Tammy.
Part of your comedy.
Kate on This Is Us was just diagnosed with PCOS. And I thought to myself, Catherine.
Okay, when I kind of...
And I love that you have a friend of PCOS and an ally.
Totally.
Finally. When I found out PCOS, I was like, okay, whatever. I ignored it for like 3 years and then was like, oh, maybe I should deal with this.
I'm so glad you are. I never told this story. And then I started to tell this story. And okay. It's a little gross.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm disgusting.
Okay. And now I'm fully telling it on a podcast.
Right.
So in eighth grade, like... I would just like feel like I had to pee all the time, and then I wouldn't pee. But then also like, okay, this actually ties into me being disowned years down the line. Because growing up, my parents, particularly my dad, is pretty hardcore about school and like studying. And I'd like waste time all the time and like all the time. And anytime I could procrastinate, so go to the bathroom, like stick a book down my pants and read. And I would get yelled at for being in the bathroom too long. Because honestly, most of the time I was just procrastinating.
Oh,
sometimes
my God.
I just felt like I had to pee. Uh-huh. Anyway. So one weekend I had like really horrible pain, just horrible, horrible pain. So we finally went to the doctor. In the meantime, I was bloating up. We didn't know. Like I was just gaining weight. Like it's eighth grade. And then we go to the doctor, still going to my pediatrician, Dr. Brockelheimer.
You have to.
And he was like, could you be pregnant? And I had this moment where I was like, could I be? I'd never had a first kiss.
Oh my God.
Famously celibate at 13.
Oh my God.
And they had to do an ultrasound. So it turns out all of my periods have been storing up in my uterus.
Wait, that can happen?
So I was born with an imperforated hymen, which also I misheard as imperfect hymie. As a Jew, I felt like very much. Okay, so then they had to do a surgery. Like
what? When you're 13?
Yeah, and also I just, like I said, just told this story to a friend of mine.
Unperforated, so it wouldn't let anything in. Like, because my head's going to perforated pages in spiral notebooks.
Isn't your hymen?
Exactly.
Edges are important, and I can only imagine.
So nothing was open. It wasn't open.
It wasn't, no blood was coming out.
Holy shit.
And so, like,
is
all
that
these
common?
Girls, no, it's super uncommon. And it's so uncommon that for years later, because I went to the University of Chicago, I grew up around the University of Chicago, went there for school, went there for medical care. For many years, mm-hmm. And every doctor I had would be like, "Oh, you're the one with the imperforated hymen."
Oh my
I gave
god!
A little talk about
that's very
it.
Grey's Anatomy. It's like interns.
Oh my god!
Who wants to deal with imperforated hymen? Go, oh, me! Like, did you hear this girl with imperforated hymen? I want on that case.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. And so then like my So then they like got in there. Like I had to go under.
No, poor baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I woke up mid surgery. I was like,
"Are you serious?
I can feel everything."
What?
No,
the fuck?
Tammy.
But that's just Tammy. Surgery.
That's not just surgery.
That's not surgery.
And then
I'm like, we're telling you, you have malpractice. Like we're helping you unpack this. Like,
and then when I came out of it,
it's my dream to have. It's my fucking dream to have a malpractice suit or
okay,
something.
Stop. No, no,
that
right,
would be the worst.
Don't
okay
wish that.
I'm, no,
it's
I'm
not
like,
okay.
It's
not okay.
I'm partially joking.
Okay, we'll stop. Then.
So then. Will you just describe what you just did? Because that was too funny.
Wait, what? I'm like,
you want more coffee?
So I, during the perforated.
Wait, I want coffee too.
During the perforated hymen story, I gestured to our gorgeous producer, Emma.
Also, she is dressed
very
like.
Well.
I don't know how anyone dresses like
me
that,
too.
Period.
I feel
but
like
let alone on a Saturday morning.
We're of the same ilk, I think.
I'm wearing a tablecloth that was also on backwards.
She graciously switched
like
around.
A belted wool pant.
I'm like, well, first of all, like, when I have any money to spend, I'm never like, let me go and get like a nice belt. And secondly, I wake up, even if I wake up at like 7, I'm like, I turn around, it's 10:45 and I'm supposed to be somewhere at 11. Like, I don't understand how people
no
like manage this.
It's
time
such a good look.
No, it's Emma.
Where'd you get this sweater, Emma?
Anthropology.
Obsessed.
Anthropology.
Is that
you know
one
what
piece or two?
Two.
Oh fuck. Okay.
Wow.
She knew how to do that.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
It was
that could easily be a one piece that you're like, yeah, I get it. That's like a fake turtleneck. And she's like, no, I'm gonna put the turtleneck on under this.
She's like, it was easy for me to throw this together.
Because I can. You're wearing a belt. She's
yeah
not even wearing a belt, but she's giving the impression of a belt.
Yeah.
A cinched waist.
Yeah, it's a cinched waist.
I'm into fashion now. This is rented.
Is it?
I'm on Rent the Runway.
Okay,
Unlimited.
Also, Kat, I thought you were 5'10" when you came in.
Oh my God,
in,
don't even.
So
supermodel.
It was, you're not just like New York, you're like 70s New York.
Oh my God, that's all I want to be. That's all
she
I want to
be.
You're fully doing it.
Tell me, what's your deal with fashion?
No. So you woke up mid stop. You woke up.
You woke up mid surgery.
Okay, so I woke up. So then, like after surgery,
you woke up mid.
But then they just like put the thing back over your face, and then you're just counting backwards from 10 again, and then you're back out.
Oh my God!
But then, like when you're coming out of anesthesia,
so
I mean, it did in the moment. Yeah. And then when you're coming out of anesthesia, you act, if any of you guys, you act crazy. And I
I've
went
never been
off
under anesthesia.
Oh, you will
it's
one day.
It's fucking incredible. You're going to love
I
it.
Know.
You're not allowed to. You're going to love it.
No,
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah.
As like an addict, I'm like,
oh
God, do I need
my
appendix out?
There is an amazing test you can do. With it, it's like a 23andMe, but it's for drug reactivity.
Are you serious? I was thinking there should be that.
There totally is, because
well,
you find out like what antidepressant like is gonna
oh
work for
I
you.
And I'm starting therapy the day before my 30th birthday. My life is a novel.
And I'll say to you, my words of wisdom to you is like, you can always get a new therapist. Like it might not be a perfect match.
Yeah, I've had two, and now I can't find one, and now I don't have health insurance.
My therapist's name, our first conversation was, she was like, my name is Jolie. And I was like Kelly's daughter. And she was like, what? And I was like, nothing. Because the Real Housewife of OC named Kelly has a daughter named Jolie. So
that would have been a crazy fit if she was like, yeah.
Jolie is truly 13 years old.
That would be like a Sikh treatment to who you're seeking treatment.
Yeah.
If she knew who it was.
Yeah, exactly.
So you woke up
test
in the middle of surgery.
Okay. So then waking up after surgery, I went off at my father. Like I went off at him because I was still kind of groggy and like drunk, even though I was 13, but it was that. And like went off and I was like, I did have to go to the bathroom. You'd always yell at me and blah, 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 blah. And it was really bad. And he was really upset with me like later, like held it against me because he'd been having
serious
a tough time at work.
No offense, but seek treatment to your father.
No. It was a bad time. It was a bad time for us both. I'm famously not a father's girl.
He should have been like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I wasn't listening to you.
I mean, I'm sure I just made him feel terrible. But he had just been like having a bad day at work and then to come home.
And
to come home to the hospital. Anyway.
His job is mathematician?
Yeah.
What? Who pays mathematicians?
Like, universities.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so that's looks crazy German, period.
But
crazy
story
of being disowned
yeah
is the same thing of like a lot of pressure and a lot of like.
Same thing of waking
what
up
did they want
surgery
for you? What did they want for you?
he says that he wanted me to be a, like, a lawyer. Like, he was like, you can't, like, you...
Classic thing that people want, like, their creative child to be.
Yes.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. It would be so easy to be a lawyer.
My brother is a lawyer. He always works on weekends.
It seems so hard and horrible.
No, think my dad was a corporate lawyer for a long time, and growing up, all he ever told us was never be a lawyer no matter what you do.
Every lawyer I know says that, especially now because there are some, I feel like the law school explosion happened around my heyday.
Right.
And like now everybody I know who's a lawyer just is hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and like not great jobs.
No.
No, it just seems horrible.
Yeah.
Everyone's but
then it's like glamorized. Like, do you guys watch Suits?
No.
Oh my God. I like shamefully watched
Suits. No one has ever seen that.
It's so good. It's
not even Prince Harry has seen Suits. Nobody has seen Suits.
Two of the hottest men I've ever seen just walking around on Suits.
In suits.
It's so good.
I loved a suit, especially in high school. I loved like boys in the suburban.
Certain people's bodies.
Oh my
bodies,
God. Certain bodies in a suit. It's like, what?
No, I just feel like I.
Do you feel like you're one of those bodies?
No. If I was
I know who
if
is.
If I was one of those bodies who looked great in a suit, do you think I would be hosting a podcast right now? No, my life would be completely different.
You'd just be at Joss A. Banks.
I would just live at Joss A. Banks.
Oh my God, Joss A. Banks.
Oh my God, I have a nightmare story with Joss A. Banks. I always thought it was Joseph A. Banks.
It is.
Isn't it? I don't know. Yes, it's Joss.
It is.
It's Joseph.
But I mean, I didn't know.
I don't know.
Is it pronounced Joss?
I have no idea.
I Google.
Wait, what's your nightmare story?
It's like not that much of a nightmare story. I was in my dear friend's wedding, and like, you know, when you just can't do, like, they kept sending me like measurement. They kept texting me to send them their measurements, and like for months before the wedding, I just couldn't deal with and wasn't responding to texts.
No,
like the day, truly the day before, like I like had to rush into Joss A. Banks and be like, they were like, this is really like, they're like, we're gonna do the best we can, but this was like
your body's
awesome,
so fucking insane, there's no way to make a suit that fits you.
They're like, you're the person with those hips. It was like my University of Chicago story.
Okay, so did it all work out?
Yeah,
I'm just like not really into that story.
Yeah, I'm not into it either. As soon as it started, I was like, oh my God, how am I gonna turn this around and make this story interesting?
So
they disown.
Oh, but what I wanted to say about the suity thing, I know I keep jumping things.
No, that's
but
not
that
good.
Is
that's
when I that is when I message you, because when she was like, "You are someone." What did she say? Not
plate.
A lot on your plate.
Yes.
Oh,
small,
suity.
Okay, yes.
They're saying this. I was like, "Are you going to talk about that fucking show Suits again? The whole suity thing."
Suits is really good. I can never remember.
Suits is not good.
I literally can be watching Suits. I don't remember what's going on. Like truly 1 minute ago, but I'm just like, this is so cool. Everyone's like up at 7:30 in Suits, like walking around this like modern office, and like they're all telling lies to each other in like a hot way.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah. Suity Green, SNL writer, famously came on the pod and said that I have a small plate, which is I think, and I freaked out because I think that's very true. And Tammy reached out and said,
I also have a small plate.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Which is good. I mean, it's helpful because I only worry about it in terms of being like, will I ever find success?
No,
but of course you will.
But I also like, I have a small plate too.
What does that mean to you?
To me, it means I cannot handle a lot. And then when more is given to me to handle, I drop the plate and have no plates.
Yeah.
Wait. And step on the shards of plate.
When do you get overwhelmed?
Right now, all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have been going through a really bad depression this year. And so like, yes, the plate, like I just can't have a plate now. So like I will get,
I've lost that privilege.
I can't have a plate. Right. I just don't want a plate.
Yeah.
So I will get overwhelmed. An email. I can't take an email.
I cannot do an email. If you email me more than once a calendar month, please seek treatment. I can take one email from each person in the world per month.
And I also, I can't take people taking it personally. When
I know.
Can't
so
email.
Do you hear on the pod when I get dragged about emails and texts?
Yes. And I very much identify. And then I also just feel terrible because I'm like, so this depression, it was just fully like, oh, I am a horrible friend. Yeah. And like, do not deserve friends.
Yeah.
Or love. Okay. I just got real, real.
No, it's okay.
Okay. So that's who I am. Who I was, who I am.
Wait, what
no,
am
no,
I
no,
gonna
no.
be?
I want to finish who you were.
Yeah, boy.
Because there's still more to unpack.
Boy crazy.
Boy crazy. I wish I were more boy crazy.
But
now.
You were crazy.
I was.
Are you single right now?
Yes.
Okay. What is your love life history?
Yeah.
So okay, it's. I like to say I was messy in my communities.
Yeah, you have. I love that. Absolutely.
Yeah, so
how do you
like,
have to date in your community?
Well, like, I loved other funny dudes. Yeah, I loved funny dudes. And so I dated funny dudes. And then we would break up. And then I would be on stage with them. And then they would date my friends.
Within improv teams?
Yes, within improv teams, within my home. my best friend, former, dated my ex-boyfriend,
who I was
like on main stage with at Second City. So it's like a cast of six and an apartment of two.
What?
Yeah, it was really awful.
What did you do?
Luckily, I was just getting sober and had a really good sponsor and like had really good therapy, but I lost my mind.
Oh my God, I would die.
It was horrible. It was fully horrible. But this was a guy that like I didn't want to date. So like,
is funny really
you broke up with
you?
Him?
Is that your?
I did, but then I had a hard time breaking up with him because he was a really good guy and like really, we had sort of been on and off a little, and then when I broke up with him, he didn't realize it was a breakup, and I sort of let him think it wasn't a breakup because then I was like, I don't like the idea of him dating other people. Like that was the really tough thing. And then he found out it was a breakup from a different friend of mine.
Oh my God.
And they started dating. So he was a great boyfriend, terrible ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So then he fully dated Miss Manners' daughter. Do you guys even know who Miss Manners is?
Yeah, the advice columnist.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. I believe in manners.
Well, her daughter was not very mannerful.
Wow.
Oh my God. My mom's obsessed with manners. My mom used to always threaten to send me to manners school at the club.
My mom would always be like... I kind of am like a cautionary. Like my mom tried so hard with me, like eating manners and stuff, because I'm still such a sloppy eater, and it just like I feel bad for her. I'm like, she really tried hard.
Sloppy how?
Like it's like
I'm always spilling stuff.
I literally can't drink from a cup. Like I try, and like this whole thing will be covered in brown. This thing being a mug. And
full of shit.
And like I just like look down
really
my whole area
drinking shit.
I won't though. It's amazing for your pores. And no one knows that. And that's my beauty tip. But I'll like look down, like be eating a plate like as best I can, and look down, like my hands are covered, the table area around me.
Yeah.
My mom would always say to pretend you're eating with the Queen of England.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, I would never want to eat with her. I like eating alone in my bed.
I know, me too.
What if she likes that?
Yeah, maybe she's into that.
I'm sure. If I want to be a royal just so I could be like the fucking chillest royal. Like I'm always like in Starbucks, like putting my card down. Like everyone get what you want.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a royal.
I will be the finest royal.
I will never be a royal zone.
I'm obsessed with the royals.
Oh, okay.
See, I couldn't be friends with you, Kit, because like anytime you sing, I love it so much.
Oh my God.
Do you know those people who like give you like a really good like back rub and just like come up and like.
I'm obsessed with those people.
But then they walk away.
Oh, it's awful.
I just, and like, and the whole time I get more tense because I'm like, they're about to walk away.
I know,
away.
You can't enjoy it. And that's a metaphor for life.
But that's how I feel like right now when you were singing. I was like, I'm not even gonna look. So I just like want her to sing the whole thing.
Wait.
Don't say that to her because she will.
Stop. I'm sick, so I'm actually on vocal rest. So I, what happened? How did that resolve?
Rest.
How did that resolve?
Which I totally forgot what we were talking about.
The
your love triangle on your improv team.
Oh,
they got married.
No.
So then they dated for a long time. And then in the beginning, it was really bad because I was on two teams.
Congrats.
One team with him and one team with her.
Oh my God.
And no matter who I was on a team with, the other would be in the audience. And then I like fully lost my mind. And I remember being on stage at Second City ETC and looking out of the corner of my eye because she had this like red, she had beautiful red hair. And just being like, the audience is like full of 200 redheaded Bina Martins. But then it got a million times worse because then he dated my best friend.
What? Who is this guy? This guy's
like
got to fucking go.
But he's like, since then we've become friends.
How?
Time.
Is he married?
Now he is. Yeah.
To your
sister? Your sister?
No.
My mom.
Married to my mom. And it's good. She and I are not friends anymore, but he and I are friends. No, so then, they dated. So he and my former best friend dated for years, which I also couldn't wrap my head around because I was
How
the
old
kind
are you?
Of girl's girl that was like, when this all was going down, mid-20s.
I am too so boy crazy, but
what is
it's never worth a friendship
mid?
To me.
Is 27 mid?
Yes.
I'll see. Cool, just checking for myself.
Yeah.
Is 29 in 360 days mid-20s?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I don't trust you anymore. you lost my trust.
For a dude, it is. For a dude, it's early 20s. That's my late internalized teens. Misogyny.
That's your intern massage.
Yeah. No, so she ended up like writing a book.
About you.
No, it's about her, but I view it as about me.
Totally.
Oh no, God. There's like a chapter about me and she calls me Ruthie, which I found very anti-Semitic.
I agree.
Yeah, my whole thing was like, just call me Jewy. she's Jewish.
Sarah Rachel Ruth.
So it resolved. It was just like a big fucking mess. And that was another thing where it was like, we're talking about like nice and kind and like sometimes like things that need to end like blow up in really ugly ways because they're not ending.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it was like her and my friendship was so intense.
Were you trying to make it, even when during this time when you were so mad, were you like, were you in your heart of hearts like, we're going to be friends again after
this?
Oh
my God. I kept talking to her about it because she's my best friend. So it's like, let's talk about this. All the time.
Yeah. No.
Because I would keep wanting to talk to my best friend.
And
I
was living with her. Like, you need to just get over it.
No, she was.
She felt bad.
Yeah, there was also just like a lot of lies. It really was so much hell. But then.
That is those improv theaters. It really gets into the nitty gritty because you really see each other all the time.
Yes.
Like, and there's this pressure to always be kind of around with everyone and like.
And I also wanted to be cool and I wanted to not be the person who ever valued a guy over a girl ever.
An improv theater truly more than anything else feels like a second chance at high school and you're like, I have to be in it this time, you know what I mean?
Yeah because I was never really funny in high school. Mm-hmm. And now it was like, well, this is who I really am.
It's like, also I was funny in high school but no one cared. Like, it was like, can you throw a spiral cared. And I was like
you know what that reminds me of? I would say I was never really part of an improv theater, but I was part of a college a cappella group that was co-ed.
Yes.
And there was a similar dating.
Was it fuckapella? Did you guys?
Yeah, I was absolutely. The guy who took my virginity, I was like completely in love with him. He was in my acapella group. And then I walked in on him like making out with someone else in the group in the library like a few weeks afterwards during this big party at one of the clubs. And I like ran out. I ran out into the snow and was like throwing the snow. And he was like chasing after me.
Throwing
and I'm like,
the snow.
Stay away from me. Don't
he
get
chased like after you.
You know, that reminds me of that scene from.
That's a win.
That scene from.
Is it?
It is.
Years of trauma
followed. He could have stayed making out with that other person. That's more fun.
And then they both were like, we're so sorry. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, fuck you.
And guess what? I will literally never forget that. I see them and I'm like, yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, you never will.
I mean,
you will never forget.
Why would you?
Truly.
It's what makes you an artist.
Yeah. I'm grateful. You know what? I'm so grateful.
My favorite scene in Lady Bird is when she catches her boyfriend with the boyfriend.
That's the best scene.
I know. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, it's like, so good.
Yeah.
But that one's like, you can't even be mad because it's another boy. So
that was my favorite part of Lady Bird, the gay part. Can you believe? Just like,
did you connect with that?
I connected with it so.
Cool.
I mean, Lady Bird is my favorite movie. Is that
it's
okay to
beautiful.
Say?
It's so good.
It's really beautiful. Even though I when can't he hugs take her, stories about white people anymore,
I know.
I really can't.
Yeah.
Talk about, like, now my internalized misogyny has just turned into, like, internalized self-hate, which feels right.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Wait,
beautiful.
So then.
I just can't believe I voted for Trump. I'm kidding. I didn't. Oh, my God. I read the Caitlyn Jenner, which also,
that
why did I do that?
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
But she wrote this fucking opinion thing for Washington Post that was like, I was wrong and I'm learning.
Fuck
like,
you. Yeah,
you ding dong.
You
were
stupid,
wrong.
Stupid bitch.
Yes. And I honor your gender by calling you a bitch.
Yeah, you are a bitch, but you're a stupid one.
You're a stupid bitch.
People can be stupid and a bitch.
Oh, she's like, I really thought that he supported trans. She's like,
ooh,
why
oh,
would
really?
You think that?
Really? You thought that?
Why would you think that?
Cool.
Insane.
That's insane. So then when did you eventually come to New York?
So I came to New York in 2007 for 30 Rock, but I first came to New York. Yeah.
One of my favorite shows ever.
Aw, thanks.
For me, like,
it's all because of me.
Yeah.
I need to know how one gets from being in a love triangle at an improv theater.
Bridge that. Okay. It all starts
people say, period. People say, you would say, like, in an interview, like, and then, you know, I got hired on there. I'm like, okay, but so, like, where's the in-between?
No, I get it. I totally do.
She must have had a writing
No. I don't want to hear that.
No.
I don't want to hear that you had a writing.
You don't need to. Not with that voice. And you, Pat, all I want you to do is You know what? You don't even need to do it.
Yeah, wait, give me career advice. Wait, this is perfect.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I just want you to record you talking.
I know.
And then, like, just type it. Just type it. Don't edit it. Say typing. You'll edit it later. Do you hate typing?
Typing is the hardest part.
I can type for you.
Then, okay. Yeah, people will want to type for you. Seriously, people will want to type. Like,
Catherine Cohen got her start typing for Pat Regan.
No, because look at me. One time, my crush at Christian school.
See, this is why you're famously not a Jew.
I got up there. I was so shy to such a question. I got up there to do a PowerPoint presentation. And I typed my password and he goes, whoa, you're a fast typer.
Wow. Oh, see, that is what I miss about being boy crazy.
I know.
It's those like little compliments.
One of the kids I nanny recently asked me if I was a fast typer, and I was like, yeah, you know, like I am on a good day. I could be pretty quick. Yeah, thank you. And that's okay to admit, you know? Yeah.
I think you should record yourself speaking and then make a DVD and then mail it to Big Shots.
What's that?
Big Shots in the industry. Don't you think that'd be fun?
Yes. Yeah,
a totally. CD-ROM of your voice.
But that was the other thing I got from the Sudi episode was when she said, but right before she said he was going to be the next David Sedaris, I was like, she was like, you're going to be. And I was like, David Sedaris.
I get that a lot. Oh,
but it's also like what's so great about him is so much of it came from him speaking it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So like that's also like just like, yeah, do some storytelling.
I know. I was going to do The Moth, but then... life happens.
Okay, but it's not over, and there's a million storytelling shows.
I know, yeah.
And I'm not, like, done. And I, like...
Oh, yeah, I need some advice.
You don't. You're fucking killing it.
I really want to be a movie star.
You will be.
Okay, I'm ready.
Like, it's also, like...
My schedule is clear.
My schedule is weirdly open.
Okay, so Jason Kim, I didn't say this before, big Hollywood big shot.
I'm having the most insane reaction around dude. I'm like,
do you think it was a huge part of our lives? Yeah.
Never seen this
you
man.
Literally
I've not heard his name
know.
Before an hour ago.
I will never forget the day I heard about Jason Kim.
The day that he broke
you
your heart.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And if I could go back and if I could build a machine and go back in time, I would tell Jason Kim I love him. Tell people how you feel.
So he's like now doing a show. Do you guys know who Greta Lee is?
Yes, so yes. Funny.
I don't know who anyone
brilliant.
Is. Truly, that's
you
my
need to
learn.
You'd know. You'd recognize her.
You would totally recognize her. She's been so. They just sold a show called K-Town. It's going to be amazing because they're both Korean American.
Amazing.
Although Jason also came when he was a child from another country, Korea.
I was like, which one?
Yeah, but
Israel,
Canada.
We both just kept looking at each other because when you. And Larry, like singular talents. And it's also like one of those things like, all right, name drop. I know Rachel Bloom.
Okay.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah, she's amazing. But it's also like you like. She made a show that like doesn't like nothing like it existed before.
No, I love her.
And like you like you're going to. You're gonna, something is gonna be created. You're creating, it's happening. It's all happening, guys. Like the fact that you guys are doing this podcast, like it's all happening.
Even set,
the pod is all
like
we have.
Doing it. The pod's all
we
I have.
Love it.
But we're fine with that. Actually.
Oh no, I'm obsessed with the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, people from Caroline's are listening. And I'm sorry, Caroline's.
But like, Caroline.
Caroline, you're great. And it was a huge deal to see it. But I don't like a 2-drink minimum. I don't like an 80s stand up club.
No.
Okay, so you're in the middle telling us about your journey.
Yeah. And then we kind of come in.
Oh, yeah. So then, like, I did. So the
we
really...
did what we do.
So after I had my heart totally broken, but the good news was that then I stopped living with her and I lived on my own. And then I did fall in love, really fall
oh
in
my
love
God,
with somebody because I
who?
No longer.
I've never been in love. Wait, you.
This.
How long? Tell us everything.
This guy, Pete, is really funny. Another fucking improviser.
You really go in for funny. Like, that's
I do,
your thing.
Although I think it. I don't know that it's my thing anymore.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
I don't know that it's my thing anymore. I think it's kind now.
Oh, that's a beautiful space.
That's what
to
my
be
mom
in.
Always says. She's like, you just want someone who's kind.
I know, but I don't know that you want anyone who's kind before 30.
I know.
Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
I know, I'm really far from 30.
Yeah, you're really far from
and
30.
In a weird way, me.
With that voice, you're like 18.
And me as a man, like, I'm
no,
in a
you
way far
need
from 30.
Kind right now. You need kind this minute.
Someone bring stat, open the door. Let him in.
This is like
is there
the
a kind doctor here?
Someone go to stretcher.
You need kind this second.
Interesting.
Seriously.
Why do you say that?
Because you're, which is wonderful, but you're in like a vulnerable space. Like you're Which is really good. And I can't it's really see good how for your comedy.
This. Yeah, I can't wait to see how I take it too. And I never know how I might take something. Also, I might start literally jerking myself off. I'm like, I'm fucking God. Or I might be like, I'm going to kill myself tomorrow.
Okay, but like kind is different than nice. Uh-huh. And vulnerable is different than weak. And vulnerable. Yes. Like,
Brene Brown.
Yeah. And I, my comedic persona, as someone told me, is vulnerable. And uh-huh. I'm all about vulnerable. It's interesting. It's what I fucking, it's all I want to see on stage.
Yeah.
It's all I want to see, period. And you're vulnerable.
Why? Because I'm sober?
Because you're new.
Because I'm gay.
Both. Because you're you're newly open about both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And like, you're fucking putting yourself out there and you need a good, like, you need kindness. And you do. You surround yourself with kindness. Kat, you're is kind.
I love you.
And love you Bowen too. And Matt, like, I don't know them personally, but having listened to literally hundreds of hours of them, like, they're kind.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, get kind.
Okay. So now you're looking for kind.
Okay. But so Pete, here's the thing. Super depressed for, like, a while now.
When was Pete?
A million years ago.
When?
It was like over 15 years ago.
So what happened with
no,
you
No, and he's like friends with, we're friends now. And like, you know, he's married and has a kid with like another friend of mine because that's what it's happening.
Oh my God.
No,
but we like dated, but it was fine. And it was like a good, healthy breakup. And then like, but it was so many years ago that it's crazy that I'm still being like, that was the good one. But it wasn't even like the good one that got away. Like it felt like a good ending.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, whatever. But okay, but like,
did you fall in love after Pete?
No. So I did. Okay, I will say this. Ugh. For many years, I was sort of like, I'm like, would hook up with an ex.
Mm.
And that is like so bad.
I've done that.
Is it? Yeah. I don't think that. I think
it is very bad.
Famously
why I
don't have any exes.
Okay.
No one in all of history has ever dated me, but. But I don't think that's bad.
No, it's really bad. And because here's why. Because you feel like it's okay because you're like, I'm protected because I know what's wrong. So it's like my heart is not going to go there because I don't love him. And I know that I don't. But it's like then all you do is set yourself up for heartache. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're like constantly like going into an empty swimming pool.
Yeah.
And being like, it's fine. It's scratching this itch. And it's like, no, it's like really terrible. And you're also just sort of letting yourself live in limbo for longer than you should. Like I went off of Facebook a few years ago. Yeah.
Congrats.
I did.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Huge. That's
before
huge.
The Russians. But it was because I was like, I need to feel lonelier. Like I felt like I was more in touch with my friends than I was because I was seeing photos of them.
So you're trying to pressure yourself to interact with people.
I am, except I listen to podcasts all the time and like don't interact with people.
You isolate?
Oh my God.
I'm addicted to ice. I love to isolate.
I really can't
ice,
do that.
Baby.
I need to be around people.
That's good. It's really good.
But I need to learn how to be alone.
That's also good. Okay. But it's also like alone is its own kind of intoxication.
Alone.
Yeah. Like I wish I were more in touch with my like 20s boy crazy self. Because it's really, like, right now I'm just, like, boy dead.
Do you get horny?
Yeah.
Not really.
That
or,
sucks.
Like,
but I'm also jealous of that.
Okay, like, for me, like, horniness and stress are, like, very intermingled.
Same, yeah. I say, because I always say I'm at all times horny, but hate sex. So it's like, how do we get through that?
Well, I think you need to have sex with, like, somebody
Someone
who
kind.
Makes you love sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that could also be, like, who you've had sex with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally. Drag them. I'll read the list right now, bitch. The following people will make you hate sex.
BuzzFeed.
Also, you call yourself sex negative is so funny.
I'm very sex negative.
I'm obsessed with sex.
I think that's so great. And, like, informs your art.
I know. It's, like, all I have, actually. Yeah. So, wait. So do you want to be with someone?
Yes, yes. Okay. But even more than that, like, I want that again.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Because it's been a while and, like, okay, that was great. Like, I got over, like, this heartache of not just a dude, but a friend. And I'm fully on the other side of that. But it's also, like, I sort of deadened myself a little. Do you know what I mean?
But meanwhile, like, professionally, you're thriving. So how do you, what is that dichotomy?
But that's the thing, too, with, like, professionally thriving is, like, you'd never sometimes I feel like it. And sometimes, like, okay, here was the day where I was like, oh, this is not enough, was I sold a show, which of course, did not get made. No, it's like that's the other thing too, is like once you get to the other side, which is like, how do you go from a love triangle to write? Well, first you write on Mad TV. This is how that happens.
Oh my god. No. Oh god. I'm not gonna do it.
But like, okay, so there was a day that I went, like there's some days that you just kill it. Like, you know.
That's for me if I take an Uber. I'm like, yeah, I'm making it in New York.
Yeah. Like there's those days that you just feel like you're making it. So there's one day that I went. So it was this project that was like attached to this starlet and she backed out right before we were going to pitch.
Oh, no.
Which was so like, what?
Yeah.
And then I just got some like, fuck it. Like she was just attached. Like all this is for me. And I fucking killed the pet. I went to actually, this was a good thing. I went to Vegas to my friend Liz Allen who lived there. Now she's in Chicago. Great. Improv coach, amazing. And I was like, can I pay you and just pitch this? Because like all a pitch is...
Wait, pay you?
As a coach. To like, this is, again, boy, I just sound like all I do is throw my credit card around.
You just trust your friend so much that you wanted to pitch for...
Yeah, she knows because she's an amazing like ear and director. And I was just like, what a pitch fundamentally is mm-hmm. telling them a story. Like you go into that room and you're telling them the story of a world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it was like, I have this just big jumble of ideas. Can I tell you this? And so like, and also I was like briefly addicted to gambling. So I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
I don't care about gambling.
I don't anymore. It was a weird, like.
What would you bet on? Dog fights.
Okay. This is one more big name drop story.
Yes.
But okay. The guy who played House, Hugh Laurie.
I'm actually mm-hmm. addicted to him.
I'm no, really, actually, that's, he's so hot.
He's very Catherine.
So he's very so mean. Catherine, yeah, like a little bit mean, very nerdy.
You know, set us up.
British. So he, I met him in Israel. Okay.
Okay,
place drop. There was some like thing. But anyway, so he had like said as a joke, like we could go gambling, like as a group, not just him and me, whatever. And I was like, I was addicted to gambling.
Tell me, I will gamble with you in a group setting.
Okay, me and you, Lori, go gamble.
We're going to set up some boundaries right fucking now, Tammy.
And I was like, oh, I was addicted to gambling for a while. And he was like, were you on this drug? And he named like one of my antidepressants.
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah.
Okay, so House is literally a doctor.
He literally fucking housed me. He
you
housed
got
me.
Housed. You
I got housed.
You
I got housed. So I went to Vegas and I pitched it to Liz and she helped me shape it. And then I went in and we fucking sold it to HBO.
Oh my
and then
God.
We
oh my
went
God.
In and we sold it to Showtime. And then we went into FX. And I had heard like FX, whatever, whoever were the people there years ago were like, they don't like anything. And they sat down and their arms were crossed. And it just made me laugh because I was like, I don't need you. I don't want you. Let me tell you the story.
Yeah.
And we sold it to that. Like, it was just like.
So then where'd it go?
It went to HBO. They famously did not do it.
Wait, why? I don't know. I need to know what it's about.
I don't know. You write a script and then it's not done. And now they still like own the subject, but they didn't like my script.
See, for me, I've never had an idea in my life.
Same.
But this is like, okay.
Am I an artist?
Yes. Okay. But this is again, like this is also a thing of like, you have so much coming out of you. Like, this is why you need somebody to type stuff up and you're going to just be like,
It's like, I'm such a good artist. I've never produced anything.
That's okay. You're very young.
I'm just joking. Okay. So.
Okay. So that day where it was like, this should be a crazy good day. And I'm walking on air was not at all. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is not enough.
Yeah.
This is not. What brings me happiness.
But I don't think relationships do that either.
Yeah.
Do you want to be... So you're right now, you're like, I don't want to be with someone, but I want to want that.
I want to want that.
Are you worried that will make you sad to want it if you don't have it?
No, I think it would be good to be in touch with that sadness.
Oh, wow. What a mature answer.
There's nothing that I'm not.
Congrats.
If it's not mature.
I'm at all times trying to avoid sadness and discomfort.
Me too.
But you guys can't, which is informs your art.
I'm worried sad that I won't, that it'll distract from my work and I'll become a worse artist.
And I famously don't struggle from workaholism, so it's not about that. I just don't want to feel sad.
No, I get it. But like, okay, again, difference between discomfort and sad.
Yeah.
Right? Like discomfort is actually will make you stronger.
I also don't feel like specific emotions. I only feel this general sense of being overwhelmed.
Oh yeah, happy, no, I get
sad,
that.
Whatever.
I here. I walk into brunch. We had a brunch yesterday with my little brother.
It was actually huge.
You have so many brunches.
And it's actually insane.
What's the brunch she has you a did really, yesterday?
Tell me, can I tell you something?
You have two birthday brunches to go to tomorrow.
Can I tell you something? And she has a brunch right after this.
No.
Can I tell you something?
Oh my God. I mean, white girl.
I know. I'm everything you think I am.
No, I don't think you're that.
But a little bit fun. Okay, what do you say?
That Catherine has a really hot 24-year-old brother that she didn't tell me about for months. And now finally I'm like exploring him.
No, I have two younger brothers. They're both fans of Pat.
How old is Billy?
Billy is 24.
But I feel like I've heard about your brothers through podcasts.
They're fantastic.
I'm going to say that's on you not being a great listener.
Stop. Stop victim blaming.
Pat?
She is victim blaming. I found out through Instagram.
It was exactly 1 year ago that you found out on my brothers because one is my cousin's 1 year wedding anniversary today. And that's where I posted the picture of me and my brothers.
That's actually really spooky.
I know. Now look at me.
Right this time
of year.
What's
the date? Okay, first of all, 27th.
It's the 27th.
Here's what I'm saying about moods.
It might be the 27th.
Okay, my brain's like half.
When someone knows the date, I'm like, that's so impressive. How did you know that? I've never known what date it was.
I'm a visual learner and I see the calendar in my brain.
I'm just like.
I wish I had synesthesia. If you guys have synesthesia and can give it to me, just kiss me on the mouth.
I always know what month it is.
I don't.
You don't?
That's God, especially when I live in LA.
And she sold a show to HBO.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to know what month it is to be successful in this culture.
I do morning pages and half the time I'm writing March and it's October.
Do you every day?
Yeah.
Amazing.
But not always in the morning.
Can I ask, what are your what's your routine?
Oh, it's really bad.
As in you have an intense one?
No, as in like I don't have one.
Oh, same. I don't have one.
And I like.
But you said you do morning pages.
I do, but so I don't always do them in the morning.
Totally.
I'll do them any time of day.
I do them whenever I want.
The point is.
And that's okay.
I walk into brunch yesterday. I'm absolutely furious about my building, but the heat not working.
She was mad.
Give me 1 second later. I'm laughing with glee like you wouldn't believe. I'm the happiest I've ever been. And that's called. Mental illness.
No, it's called taking the ride.
Okay, I like that way better.
No, seriously, because I do feel like that's like what drugs and alcohol, it's like trying to control your mood so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like you forget, like that's the thing too about like one day at a time, one moment at a time, is like as an addict, an alcoholic, like you just forget that something will pass.
Yeah.
And this will pass.
Yeah, everything will be okay. It is okay already.
And more will be revealed.
Oh my God, that's my favorite secret Pat wisdom. He looks at me.
Because sometimes you want to know what to do, and I'm like, more will be revealed.
And he looks at me, and I go, I don't know too. And he goes, there's three answers. What is it?
No, I say, God has, when you ask God for something, he or she has three answers. Yes, no, not right now.
And I said, well, I guess it's not right now because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I've never heard that.
That's a big one.
I still sort of want to hear about how you got to Sound.
Oh, how did I get to what?
It was because she wanted to go to Chicago.
Wait, how I what?
Got disowned.
Disowned. Oh, because I was doing improv in college. And
oh my God, honestly, if my kid does improv in college, yes, I will absolutely disown them. If you're gay, that's fine. If you're straight, that's okay. But if you do improv in college, I can't support that. I can't enable you.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's such a. I feel so listened to that you even remembered that. No, I was doing improv, and I was like, my dad wasn't even do math. He was like, just fucking stop frittering away your time
because
you're not concentrating on school. And I was like, I can't. Let me take a year off. And he was like, no, not only can you not take off a year, you have to live at home. Because I had to live at home for part of my sophomore year of college.
No.
And then I moved out in the middle of the night. Like,
sophomore
really
year of college
bad.
Is important to not live at home for.
Oh my God, so much
There's
so.
There's so much sex to have.
I mean, or even just to be
that's
around.
That's what I said. No, I didn't say that. No, but they were also so.
Daddy,
did you fuck a lot in college?
No.
When was your most?
A little bit, but not a lot.
When was the most you ever fucked? What time period?
20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, but I want it to be now.
It should be.
Right?
And it can be.
It should
be.
Always
and it will
be now. But so then, remember I had that scholarship that paid for everything and my mom's benefit that paid for room and board. Mm-hmm. So I was able to move out in the middle of the whatever night to the dorm because they weren't paying anything. I was not financially dependent on them in any way. But then they were like, we will not sign for your mom's faculty benefit.
Oh my God.
So Oh, and the faculty benefit now was paying for tuition, and my scholarship was now paying for room and board. So then I went to the room, I went to my tuition, my scholarship people, and was like, can you please transfer it to tuition again? Mm-hmm. And I'll just figure out how to live and eat. And they were like, no, we will not, because the fund is way bigger for the benefit. Oh, my God. So then, yeah, and then I was just refused to live at home. So I was briefly disowned for a couple of weeks. And then we went and saw a therapist, even though my father...
I thought you were going to say we went and saw... Like,
are they against therapy?
We went and saw Grease on Broadway.
Wouldn't that be amazing if that did
Ben
it?
Sardis!
He used to be against therapy. Yeah. He told me that therapy made people boring. Because he knew a couple of people that it made boring.
What a crazy thing to really say. Scary. I know. My parents weren't really into it. They're like, they've come around, but they were like, you don't need that. You don't need that.
But that's what I mean. Like, you're not really Jewish. Like, if you, although, but see, my parents are Israeli, which I feel like is a different thing than like
American. Do you
watch Shaun
of Sunset?
No.
Are you a Bravo bitch at all?
I'm not.
That's okay.
That's better. Wait, what do you watch? Do you don't watch?
I do watch. You know what I watch that I will just like enjoy having in the background all the time? Yeah. Is Superstore.
I think that probably is good. I haven't
watched
it.
I heard it's very good.
I don't watch
comedy.
It's
a delight.
I haven't seen.
I don't watch comedy. I hate comedy, but that looks good.
I can't take reality shows. I'll listen to a podcast about reality shows.
I can't take not reality shows.
I can't. They're so fake.
But I love that.
I hate
so is
how
Superstore.
Fake.
But Superstore is full fake.
Yeah, I like a full fake.
I like a half fake.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Wait, so...
But how... Like, is your family so proud of you now?
Yeah, they're great.
Okay.
They're great.
Who do you want to be? Like, what's the fully actualized Tammy Sager?
Honestly, a vegan.
Wow.
But I'm so far from that.
What, why do you want to be vegan? Do you eat dairy?
Why I eat all of it.
But
I
you're sober.
I'm sober.
Do you eat sugar?
Oh my God, all of it.
Why do you want to be a vegan?
Because I really do believe like it would be better for the planet. And I really love animals.
Interesting.
Such a hypocrite.
Is this new?
No, it's just like...
Didn't that thing just come out where it's like veganism will save the world?
No, it's been out for years.
Yeah, but I just found out about it.
Are you into it? So like, are you like spiritual? Like, do you have any like practices? Like, do you pray? Like, do you like
not
yoga?
Right now,
like,
but I did like fully actualize me, meditates.
Yeah.
Like, are we talking about like dreamy?
Yeah.
Dreamy, meditates, vegan, in a loving relationship with a man. Mm-hmm.
Are you on the prowl?
Two dogs.
Are you on the prowl?
So not on the prowl.
And but you want to be on the prowl.
I want to be on the prowl.
Do you want kids?
Not necessarily.
You want to foster a
Do you live in a
gay?
House?
I don't live in a house.
You live in LA.
No, I live here, but wait. I have to be in LA now for like 8 months.
I want to. That's
it's
what I want to be.
Over.
Can you tell us like what
I
you're
be someone
up
who like has to be in
like,
a city.
I know.
Some,
I know.
I have to be in Denver right now.
That's like a nightmare.
No one's ever flown me anywhere.
No one's ever flown me
oh
anywhere.
Oh my God, you guys, it's going to happen for both of you.
Someone will fly us somewhere?
Within a year.
Fly me to fucking...
I had one time someone asked me to go to LA. They say, you pay.
People are constantly making me
it's
pay for
gonna
flights.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And once it happens, it's like, then it just keeps happening. That's what's so weird is it's like, it feels like a party and you're like, it's not like I don't know how to get invited. Like I don't see doors. I don't see windows.
Right.
It's just this party. And then one day you fucking are in the party and you're like, oh.
I can't wait. I feel like I see doors.
Okay,
I don't
that's
see
great.
Doors.
You don't see doors?
No.
But you're with me.
I see you seeing them. I'm like, follow Catherine's gaze.
Okay, wait. You're moving to LA.
No.
No, she has to be there.
I have to
Where
be there
you
now.
Here? What's your area?
Park Slope.
Oh, love, love.
Yeah,
love.
I love Park Slope. And
I'm in Crown Heights.
I'm in Crown Heights. Kind of like a like Park Slope's poor sister.
We're sort of like a South Brooklyn.
But I love Prospect Park. Like,
I
Dreamy
love it.
Lives in that glass building across from Prospect
yes,
Park.
Yes, I was just talking about that building.
Who's, right?
That building's crazy.
I love it.
I want to live there too. I want to live in a box where the heat works.
Yes. And like, there's a cinema room that I never use
oh my
in
God.
The building.
Oh
I'm
my
obsessed.
God.
Do people ever try and set you up?
Not, no.
Oh, listeners?
Set this
You
woman
need to
up.
Set this bitch up.
People always try to set my brother up, but not me.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Maybe don't in California, someone
when
will set you up.
When you're getting set up or when. I don't.
I
it
did
makes
get,
me mad to be set up. Also makes me mad not to
no,
be
no,
set
no.
up.
No. It makes me mad to not be set up and to see other people set up in front of me.
It's because I'm getting
that's
my brother's
disgusting.
Shade.
No,
yeah.
Don't do that.
My whole family always trying to set my brother up. Never me.
But are
I'm
they
gay.
Setting him? Oh, okay. It's not like your gay brother.
No, I don't have any gay brothers.
Yeah.
Don't you though?
Yeah.
But do you have some gay children?
Yeah, I have a couple gay kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Should we do
No, I'm like, there's so much more.
I know.
I feel like we're just scratching the surface. I feel like you're so close to your fully realized version of you.
Oh my God, I'm so far from it. All I do really? Is like eat junk food that's like tortures animals and not in a relationship and
who's
not living
friend?
In that glass building. Okay, so after I lost that best friend,
yeah.
I was like, I can't ever have a best
friend. No, you have to have a best friend.
No, I have really good friends. Uh-huh. How about that?
I think that's fine. I think you can rotate.
Years.
Like,
Yeah.
We'll come in and out.
I have
like
really
right now,
good
like
friends.
We're very
but we're, like,
we're locked in.
3 weeks from now, like, I'm like, who is Catherine again?
That's not okay.
When you go to London, it's going to be weird.
When are you going to London?
Thank you for asking. I am going at the end of November. I'm going to do my show there.
Right.
I'm really excited.
Oh my God.
Do you know Henry Kapersky?
Not it. Only on podcasts.
Yes, we're going together.
It's going to be amazing.
I love it there.
You're going to go do Edinburgh, I bet.
That's what I want to do. That's my goal.
You'll be flown.
A British.
I'm just worried about
a British man messaged me on Grindr.
Oh my God.
Last night.
Amazing.
Keep going with what you're saying.
I was just saying I'm worried about doing the show every night because I now do it. It's like an hour of just me singing, and I do it usually like once a month. I did it two nights in a row for the first time.
Okay, you need to read like what Ben Platt did.
I know. How the fuck did he do that?
Because it really, and I think it was also really hard because he had like his body was all twisted
it's
when
like
he did
Olympics.
It.
It's like the Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read all
the
books.
It's like the Olympics. That's actually really offensive to those who actually compete in the Olympics.
No, actually,
games.
I think that what,
actually,
I think actors work harder than Olympians.
I think Olympians work harder than that.
I think that Ben Platt works harder.
It depends on the event. I think that Ben Platt works harder than like an archer or something. But Ben Platt does not work harder than Eliud Kipchoge, the world record holder in the marathon.
Let's ask them both. Let's get them in here.
Let's get them in.
There's two chairs. There's two seats. They each pay $100.
Interesting. Who's your dream? If you were,
oh my God, who's your celeb crush?
Yeah. Well, should we do crush of the week?
Yeah.
Okay, but I was gonna say even just like on a personal. If you had a lab, if I were to give you a laboratory and you were to build your dream mate.
Ooh.
And I, in my lab, that
yeah,
I
yeah,
was
yeah.
to kind of give you,
yeah,
you
yeah.
have all the ingredients that you could possibly need to build this mat. And Halloween-themed Frankenstein, we're dealing with this genre. Who was your man you would create?
Can you guys go first?
Yeah, I feel I feel like, okay, so I often talk about my own, we're having these conversations around romantic and sexual attraction. I think I've been explicit about my own awareness of my problematic relationship with that, but I feel like sometimes people get off put by my. I am attracted to fitter males, but I don't. That's just what I feel sexually, and
but you're a fit
out,
male. Why is that upsetting?
People are saying you should open your mind and
But if we're talking about, I have a laboratory.
But I'm gonna say my laboratory thing is that I think the hottest thing is when. You really don't expect to be into someone, and then you're
yeah.
like, "Who the fuck are
yeah.
you? And where'd you come from?"
I
don't
yeah,
want to.
Yeah.
I don't. You know what? Go take me back in time. I don't want to go to a lab.
Okay, so I'm going to challenge you, and not put in physical characteristics of this
yeah.
ideal mate. How's that?
I want someone who's like a quieter,
mm-hmm.
someone who kind of like can open doors with keys and iron, like to do those things that I struggle with. Who doesn't get overwhelmed by things?
Yeah.
And when I'm overwhelmed, I can just be like.
He
I literally got an email
you.
Today. What should I? Yeah, I need someone to ground me.
Yeah.
And I don't, I certainly don't need them to be very funny. I think because I've always felt like comedy is, I've never, even since I was a young child, never felt like I wasn't funny. And I don't value that because it feels easy. And I'm like, it doesn't impress me when someone's very funny all the time.
Oh my God.
But I,
disagree.
So I don't need them to be funny. I think I would like them to be smart, but I don't need that either. And,
what do you need? Besides keys.
Besides being able to open keys.
Right now,
doors
right now you feel like you're saying this because right now you think you'll just take anything.
No,
that's
I
not
don't.
True.
I don't think that's, I don't think I'll take anything.
I think sometimes.
I'll take anything.
You need something. No, I'm thinking you don't know exactly. You deserve someone who's so perfect.
Okay, how do you want this person to make you feel?
Calm.
Oh,
that's nice.
I like
yeah,
that.
I've never felt calm in my entire life.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? I think I like someone who I can just kind of like. Be like, this happened, isn't that so crazy? And like,
oh my God,
just like unpack truly the minutia of a day.
Oh my
with.
God, I'm gonna cry.
And
that's
knows,
how Steven is.
And like, who knows the deal?
Everything I tell him, craziest thing I tell him, he just takes it all in stride. He's like, totally.
So when I say I don't need them to be smart, I mean, I don't need them to be like the wittiest person in the room, and I don't need them to be like a rocket scientist.
You
but
just need a rock.
Yeah, I guess, is this, I mean, I just need a rock. I think maybe pragmatism, but that doesn't sound very sexy, but I think I like someone who can kind of exist in the world and like.
But you want to feel sexually attracted to them.
And I want to feel sexually attracted to them.
You want to feel like they're sexually attracted to
and
you.
And I'm definitely someone who still deals with the trappings of like cultural.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't view it from like the outside in. Yeah. Like, view it from like how you want them to make
you feel.
I struggle
with that. When I was growing up, I didn't feel attractive. And I think I still, that's a big part
I don't think
of
that
my,
ever goes away.
Yeah.
Did you feel hot growing up?
No.
Do you feel hot today?
No.
Oh my God. We need to fix that.
Yeah, we need to fix that.
No. Yeah. No, when I was thinking about, I was like, that question's going to come. And it's like, I'm so disconnected from my body and everything.
How do we get you in touch?
Like, I need to be a vegan and do like yoga, right?
Is that it? Is that the
answer? I do think that when you're doing yoga, because you're like blood's flowing, you're just like more like, oh, I have a body. I'm alive. Like when I go for a run, I'm just like, oh, I remember that like this works and I like this.
Well, that's what I love with that episode you guys did with Joel, where he's like, when I'm. Going.
Well, it's a big thing in grinder culture where it's like we were saying, like when someone's gonna be at the gym, they're like, I'll feel horny after.
I know. Okay, I'm really sad that we have to like sort of wrap this up. How do we finish this? Oh, are you mad at me?
And also, let's just do.
This is my favorite episode.
Let's do crushes of the week really quickly.
Okay, I don't have one.
I have a crush of the week that I was just thinking of, and now I forget who my crush of the week is.
We don't always have to.
I know Padma Lakshmi's romantic partner.
Oh, and mine is Padma Lakshmi.
Okay, we did a show.
Yes.
And
it was the most cuckoo green room.
Partner.
I don't know.
Hot. The green room experience was absolutely psychotic.
The hottest person I've ever shaken hands with, actually. And he, it felt like he was a celebrity chef, but I don't know if I'm just assigning that to him because he had a beard and like he was with Padma. But,
and
like,
she's the hottest person who's ever hugged me.
Oh my God. The fact that she's into comedy and knows who comedians are.
It's crazy.
Do you have a crush of the week?
I don't, but I love that I was like, look inside. Then I was like, I would love to date an Indian guy.
You're putting it in the universe. You're making space for
crazy
it.
Crazy hot. Okay.
Oh my God. Good.
Worst.
Okay, guys. Ding dong. Listen.
Okay. Are you mad at me?
No, not at all. I love you.
Tammy Sager. Are you mad at me?
Furious.
Imagine she just fucking dragged.
Never.
Okay.
Okay, Pat. Are you mad at me?
Not mad, but you definitely did get me sick. I'm mad because you're going to a different brunch on my birthday brunch day, but I famously missed your birthday because I was very sick.
That's true.
And it's a mentor. And she's going to come to your birthday brunch.
Yeah.
I'm going to come late, and it's my mentor, yeah.
Okay.
Tammy, are you mad at me?
No.
Okay, good.
No to either of you. Are either of you guys mad at me?
We're obsessed with you.
When you were coming on, we were so excited.
I know, we've been looking forward to this for months. And like the fact that we came in such like a raw, real place and like got right into it, like I'm addicted.
And I remember telling Catherine, like, Tammy DM'd me, she listens to the podcast. And
Just say I listen. I said I love the podcast.
We
and
freaked
the fact
out.
That
we
you
fangirled.
Know who the fuck I am is
we're
crazy
your
to
fangirls.
Me.
We're your fangirls.
Do you have anything you want listeners to know? Do you have any words of wisdom?
Like, just don't tell people what you heard me say today, guys. I got realer than I expected to be.
You have Same. To. Same. Kind of. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Forever dog.
Forever dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.